That box of bows is going to be the best present you will get today.
No.
No. Frankly, it was rubbish, Louise. How do you feel about the main present?
I think the children will like it.
The children will like it? Okay, they'll all have a bow. Because I thought you might be slightly disappointed, have some chocolate as well. A box of bows isn't what we would normally get as a gift. Normally they just decorate the main gift. They're kind of a supplement to the gift. And in fact, that actually wasn't the main gift in the parcel. We had the little chocolates, but they weren't the main gift. In fact, you all missed the main gift. It was in Harry's lair, and Harry missed it. As he unwrapped his presents, he didn't see the double layer. And they secretly inserted £20 note that was missed in the rest of the wrapping. Yes! So you missed the main gift. We didn't find it because it wasn't in the middle and because nobody was looking for it. And nobody knew it was there. In our reading that Paul read today, he read about the announcement of the birth of Jesus, the most amazing gift, the most valuable gift that had been promised by God. This baby was finally here to come and save the world, to be God with us. The main present had arrived. Sometimes we might think that we've got everything else that we enjoy at Christmas. We're probably going to have turkey later on, and the chocolates, and the lights, and everything wrapped under the tree, that they're the main present. But they're more like, you know, the little treats and the things that adorn the real present. We're here to celebrate the main present. Thank you. And the hat is Jesus. So how can we make sure that we can find him? The shepherds needed instructions from the angel because Jesus wasn't where they expected him. A special savior sent from God, you think would be found in a temple or in the middle of a religious service with the holy and the religious. They might have gone to look there, or they might have gone to the palace, to the royal family. But Jesus wasn't born into any of that. He was born into a stable. And the shepherds needed special instructions to find Jesus in the most ordinary place, wrapped in hay, where animals are fed. So just like our £20 note, which Harry missed and he's gutted, was wrapped in ordinary newspaper rather than shiny packaging, Jesus is found in the ordinary places of our lives, where pets need to be fed and poo needs to be picked up, where pots and pans need to be scrubbed, or Gary needs to fill up the laundry basket yet again. Good luck with that, Gary. Jesus is slap bang in the middle of the ordinary, where there is sadness, where we're missing people that we love. Jesus is found there, and there is hope. And if all that sounds new to you, and you might want to explore that and big questions a bit more, we'd like to invite everybody to come along to our Alpha course, which starts in January on Zoom. We all love Zoom, don't we? Starting on the 16th of January, it's a really great way to answer the big questions of life. And we do invite you to think about that and to explore that. It'd be a great place to ask your big questions in life. So today, go out and enjoy the celebrations, the lovely treats, the things that brighten and sparkle on this special day. But don't forget to enjoy the main present, not a £20 note, but Jesus, the main present, in ordinary wrapping paper, the best gift that we will ever get on Christmas Day.